The following presentation is brought to you from the supporters of the Church of the Sovereign God.
When we think about all that ancient Israel went through, especially when we consider all the complaining that they did, seemingly to be addicted to the complaining and the murmuring and the griping and all these wonderful things that they did, God's manner of dealing with Israel was very gentle. And brethren, whenever we stop and we look at the situations in our lives, we come to the conclusion also that God's manner of dealing with us in our lives is also very gentle. I'd like for you to go with me to a very familiar verse about Israel and about us as a church of God. So go with me to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 11. Now all these things happen unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. And so we certainly can see that what ancient Israel went through, it says it was done for examples, and then it written down, preserved for us, upon whom the ends of the world are come. And that's the Church of God today. We also can see that the Bible tells us that God chose ancient Israel to be his people. He claimed them as his. Go with me to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 7. Deuteronomy chapter 7. And verse 7, we begin. Deuteronomy 7 and verse 7. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people, for you were fewer of all people, but because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep his oath which he had sworn unto his fathers, has the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondage from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. He did the same thing for us. And in verse 9, know therefore that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God. Now listen to this next phrase as we read it and think about this. Which keeps covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. So we can easily see here he is dealing with ancient Israel thousands of years ago, and here we are today, upon whom the ends of the world have come. This is also talking to us. This is also talking to us. Because you know, brethren, that is what God did with ancient Israel when he asked them to agree with him in covenant when they got to Mount Sinai on the day of Pentecost. He asked them to agree with him in covenant because he was going to do all of these incredible, wonderful things that we just read about. But brethren, we also know one of the major problems that ancient Israel had was that they did not treasure God's presence in their lives. In fact, what they did was they chose to continue to dwell in their circumstances, the griping, the murmuring, the complaining, all of these horrible things, instead of looking to the source of life and the source of all good things, who is our great God. Oh, make no mistake about it. They said yes, that they would do all the things that he had told them to do. They agreed to it all. Yes, they said yes, but we also know they never chose God. They never chose this real relationship that what God told them that he was offering to them, which we've already seen that all of these things happen and written down for examples upon whom the ends of the world have come. That's talking to us. That's talking to us. And so here's the point for us. I have it in the form of some questions for us to consider. Our God has chosen us, but are we choosing him? Do we choose to dwell in our circumstances, or do we seek our God regardless of what circumstances face us? Do we persevere in our relationship with God? And have we set our hearts to seek God as our God? And you know, brethren, one of the ways to know that we are persevering in our relationship with God is our choosing to look to God and to rejoice through all the things that we go through, no matter what they may be. Do we choose to look to God no matter what the circumstances may be? Now, with those questions and with that last question in mind, go with me to the book of Philippians chapter 4, and let's begin reading in verse 4. Philippians 4 and verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord sometimes. It's not what it says, is it? Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the Lord and the God of peace shall be with you. Brethren, as we know, ancient Israel never did grasp these spiritual realities. But we can. We can, and we understand that we're capable of doing this is because, as is seen on the Feast of Pentecost, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, we have God's Holy Spirit and the power from God to do so. So as we prepare ourselves for the coming of the Feast of Pentecost, may our great, loving, and awesome God cause us to constantly be aware of His presence in our lives on a daily basis, and that He will cause us to respond to Him with patient and positive thoughts with rejoicing. I mean, after all, we did enter into a covenant with Him at baptism, didn't we?
For more information or answers to your Bible questions, please contact the Church of the Sovereign God. Our website is www.cotsg.org. That's www.cotsg.org. Or you may write to us at Post Office Box 89111. That's Post Office Box 89111, Tampa, Florida 33689.